Hello, everyone. This is Luke John Louis, the host of the Deep Voice Man Show. Thanks for joining us today. We have a treat in store for you guys. Our guest is Ash Shukla. If I mispronounce it, please correct me. And he is the founder of Financial Chakras. But let me back up a little bit. He has an amazing life story. He is the pure embodiment of grit and hard work. He is someone who immigrated to this country in 1989 with only $20 in his pocket. He didn't know a word of English, but he now is the founder of this firm, Financial Chakras, and he is a holistic financial business consultant. He specializes in helping holistic wellness and financial entrepreneurs build energetically aligned, profitable, and sustainable businesses using the ancient Vedic science and power of yoga, which includes chakras. Now, his motto is balance and alignment are the new path to wealth. And he's going to go into that later on. Now, I told you before that he is an inspiring, successful immigrant story. He's also an Amazon best-selling author. His books sell like crazy. Has many great reviews, and he also has a new book called Financial Chakras. And he was a financial planner for over 26 years, and he's managed over $300 million. And he serves as a keynote speaker for small business development enterprise. And he is also spoke at several universities for many congressmen, and he's helped over 5,000 business owners. And he's taken several business owners to seven figures in revenue. And I can go on and on and on, of course. And I'll just say one more. He received a congressional honor for serving small business owners. So we are very fortunate to have him here. He was able to carve out some time in his packed schedule to sit down and have a chat with us. So I guess I'd love to know, and I guess we would all love to know your background and how you first gravitated toward what you do today.
Yeah, hi. So thank you so much, Luke, for having me here. I really appreciate you, my friend. Yes. And I'm so happy that I'm here. And my friend, you know, I'm here to, like, for those of you who are watching and are just, or listening, I want to say thank you so much for being here, guys. And I really appreciate you guys. I really, really am thankful. So, look, you know, my story is very simple, right? I mean, as you heard that I came here from India with $20 and no English, and I grew up here. And what transpired is that, you know, I was doing speaking engagements, Luke, and then I found that a lot of entrepreneurs, business owners, they were just struggling, right? So, like, very right. First time I spoke, you know, I just had, like, somebody came up to me and they're like, how do you do this? And I was able to help them through, and like, we generated $50,000 in revenue in like 2 weeks, you know, and I wow. wasn't even doing consulting. Like, I didn't know consulting was a thing. I'm right. talking 2008, right? And right. then that's how everything started, honestly.
Wow.
Yeah, and eventually I helped that person build a, you know, $5 million business, and then and then they moved on from there. I mean, now they have sold the business and stuff like that. But that was the starting of my journey into the space of consulting and speaking.
Wow, that's amazing. And so you essentially were giving advice to people who came to you, and you saw there was a need, and I suppose you were giving them the advice free, of course. But then you realized that you could truly, truly help people. Now, how you helped this gentleman with the $50,000 initially, and how you were able to grow that's incredible. Now, you've been at it. You worked to earn this knowledge. You were someone. My understanding is that when you came to this country, it was obviously rough in the beginning. You went into the financial world. You had failed, the insurance exam seven times, and yep. then you finally passed. So many people would have given up way before then, and then you struggled again when you had a business of your own, but you stuck at it. You learned sales. My understanding is that you spent quite a lot on learning and personal development and sales training. So you're someone who's very knowledgeable. You've done it all. And so, of course, you can help these folks. And it's amazing how you went from being a speaker into now being a business consultant. It must be very rewarding to get those kind of results for people and for folks like that. That's amazing. Now, it's curious. Now, you have, of course, helped a lot of people. Obviously, there have been some challenges with the pandemic. I'm curious, can you go into what those challenges are, if any, and what is the current state of business and entrepreneurialism today?
You mean the challenges for pandemic?
The challenges that the pandemic has posed for business owners, and I'm guessing for consultants like yourself, have there been any challenges? Have there been any issues? Have businesses been able to thrive with your leadership and guidance?
Yeah, so I think that number one, the pandemic has had an effect on businesses because like they've had to shift their mindset, right? Like, you know, how they do business, who they're doing business with, what they're talking about, what they're not talking about, like what they're able to do, what they're not able to do. Like, take a look at like financial advisors or anybody in the physical space of business, right? That probably has been affected the most. However, the online space, those who are creative, the online space has actually given them a chance to expand their network in ways that they never thought possible, right? Like, you know, so I mean, I'll tell you for a fact that I mean, you know, I took a business owner who are in the wellness space and things of the nature, and we grew their business, you know, at least tenfold so far, right? In pandemic. So there are businesses who are thriving and there are businesses who are suffering, but just because of the small simple fact that some of them just don't know, and some of them are serving physical clientele, and they're just hard right now, you know. And that has been that way. I mean, hopefully not for long. It is my prayers and my wishes that you know, hopefully not for long.
Of course. And that's amazing. So many businesses have actually been able to thrive. And I guess with crisis comes opportunity. Businesses are able to expand their reach and influence online, of course, and digitally. And so that's amazing. And so many businesses have had to transition and they see their revenue actually going up during these tough times. And so that's amazing. Now I'm curious. Now, obviously, we want this to end as soon as possible, sooner rather than later, hopefully with the distribution of vaccines that will happen. Where do you see things going in the future, and where do you see yourself in that future?
I think number one thing, Luke, is that I see myself, I mean, I'll tell you, like, I think that this online stuff is here to stay, right? So, I mean, it's not going to go away. It's actually going to get more competitive online than ever before. And I believe that it's going to be a hybrid model. Like, if somebody is into speaking and training world or consulting world, you're going to see a hybrid model where people are choosing to leave their home or not is going to be a choice. It's simply it's going to be a choice. Like, for me, you know, I would love to get out, but then at the same time, there are times when I'm like, well, do I really need to get out? You know, like, it's a question that I ask myself lately, you know, because I wasn't getting out before that. I mean, I like going out, hustle of the airport and meeting people, the smell of, you know, the nice aroma of different places and enjoying and food and people and hugging and the high-fiving and all of that, right? But you know, then I'm sitting here thinking, do I really need to get out? You know, that's, you know, do I need to spend money to do all that? And that's questionable, I think.
Well, I totally get that, and I agree with you. Obviously, it's going to be a new normal. We'll never go back to the way things were pre-pandemic. That world is long and gone, and this is here to stay. I guess, but obviously there'll be a world where people will still see each other. So you mentioned a hybrid. I totally agree. I guess nothing could ever really take the place of in-person communication and networking and whatnot. But clearly, staying home has its benefits, working remotely and whatnot. It's found that people work longer hours when they work at home. So I think it's even better for firms' bottom lines to have employees at home. And I noticed that you also do the live events. I don't know if you still do them, but now you also do webinars. So you've made the adjustment, of course. And so it's amazing. And you save a lot of time and money. It's very efficient. You don't have to spend all this time flying everywhere, driving everywhere, traveling. And your reach is much wider. This is definitely here to stay. Now, you said that things might get more competitive and whatnot in the future. I totally agree. And now there's a lot of folks who do what you do, who are business consultants, who try to help businesses to perform better and to raise their revenues. I'm curious, what is your competitive advantage? What makes you different, and what makes you more effective than much of the rest of the competition?
Well, I think the number one, look, at the end of the day, it's about serving, right? So I think
Right.
that anybody who is really coming from the right place, is going to win.
Right.
Number two, like obviously my brand, Financial Chakras, is a pretty big deal, in many ways. But I believe that number one reason that people work with me is because I serve them well. I have clients who are my clients for years at this point,
Right.
and
Right.
they are my clients, and they're gonna stay my clients, not because of some hype. I don't believe in
Right.
hype. I believe in, like you said, I believe in alignment, right? So,
Right.
at the end of the day, I have a different way of teaching. So, one of the
Yes.
things I teach is that every business needs a consistent cash flow, right? So, if
Right.
you're in business, you got to grow, right?
Right.
Everybody wants to be build their business. But the question is, I have a specific process that I take them through, which allows them to really build their business. So I help them do unlock, unblock, attract, and build. So I really help them get into the stage of attraction in the as fast as possible, so they can make consistent cash flow. So one of the things I found with the majority of the businesses that I work with, in groups or individuals,
Right.
is that my very first goal is to, can we make enough money so we can take care of your household or yourself, right? Because once you are there,
Right.
your cup is full at that
Right.
point. So what I find is, what most people is, they'll say, well, fake it till you make it, right? And
Yeah.
that's not exactly, it's not gonna serve you well. The other thing
Right.
is, they will say, well, go ahead and if your plane is going down, go ahead and put the mask on somebody else first, because you need to save them. Well, you can't do that, right? So,
Right.
and
Right.
then the other theory that I hear in the marketplace is that, oh, the cup is half full, half full and half empty, and
Right,
stop
right.
looking at it like it's half empty. Look at it like it's half full. But the
Right.
problem is, when you are looking to serve other people, you have to be overflowing, is the only way to
Right.
serve.
Right.
So to do that, you got to get to the stage of making enough money where you're taking care of you and your family and your loved ones, so that way you are not worried about your day-to-day hustle and the
Right.
bills.
Right.
The minute you stop that, now you can think about other things,
Wow, that's amazing.
Yeah, and
That's incredible.
until that point, it's hard. Like, you
Right.
want, let's say somebody says invest money. Well, you can't because you don't have it, right?
Right,
Now
yeah.
somebody says, well, can you give it to me because I need money? Let's say your family
Right.
member, loved one, says, I need, XYZ amount of money, right? Can you give it to me? Well, let me check my bank account. Oh, I'm sorry, it's in negative,
Right.
right? I can't help you, right?
Right.
So those kind of things, if you don't have it,
Right.
it's hard to give it.
Right,
Now,
right.
even if you do have some, you can't give all of it, right? Because you
Right, of
just have
course.
some.
Yeah.
So first, you need to securitize in a way that your family is okay. Like, there are some systems. Like, I'll give you an example. Like, I took somebody recently with my systems. Is that we took like $1,000, right? And I helped them with, like three or four different systems. So we took total of $5,000, and we took
Right.
the first $1,000, we put it in a way,
Right.
Luke, is that
Right.
now that $1,000 is making that person almost $1,400 a month in income.
Wow.
Just one
Wow.
time they put it away, and they're making
Wow.
$1,400 a month in income, right?
Wow,
Then
that's
I took
amazing.
the same, the remainder $4,000, right? We took another $1,000, we put it in a way so it's making them another
Right.
$500 or $600 a month in income. And then we
Wow.
took the other $3,000, and then we put it away in a way so that now they're making almost $6,000 to $8,000 a month in income, right? So
Wow.
not, now, not what I'm saying is, like, not everything suits everybody,
Right.
but in this case, it worked out, right? So
Right.
if you really take a look at this person, now they're completely securitized. They're making,
Right.
$6,000 to $8,000 a month. Their family's
Wow.
okay, and they're perfectly fine, right? So they don't have to worry
Right.
about that anymore. Now
Wow.
we can talk about, okay, now let's grow your business. Now
Yeah.
let's run. Right? Now
That's
it's time to
amazing.
run because we have the ground built out, we have enough money, we can take that some of that money and start putting it back in your business and
Right.
really grow. So those with financial chakras, like one of the things, one of my main mission is to help people accumulate,
Right.
wealth, right? At the end of the day, the goal is to help you accumulate wealth
Right.
energetically with perfect alignment. And you can't do that, Luke, with a glass half full. I'm just
Right.
sorry. You just can't.
Right. Wow, that's amazing. I totally agree with that. And that's incredible. It makes perfect sense. Now, it's interesting that, so many businesses fail. I'm sure you're familiar with the high failure rate of businesses. And a lot of the reason for that is that it's lack of revenue or money, lack of sales. And a lot of businesses, they think, business owners think they have to, it's okay to run negative for a long time until they run positive. This is a common belief, actually. Now, you turn this on its head and you say that it's important for business owners to have that solid foundation of cash flow, money, making sure that they're taken care of before they expand the business. So many entrepreneurs have it, I'm afraid, backwards. I'm not too sure why that is. I think your way of doing things makes a lot more sense. And I guess that's why you're different and much more effective than most other business consultants. Now, in the beginning, you talked about service, which is so important. And obviously you have to have money to help others. You have to put on that mask first. I think I was listening to an interview, and I think the gentleman said something to the effect of, in order to help the poor, you have to have money yourself. You can't be one of the poor yourself. And I believe that to be true. You have to have money to help others, of course. And I think a lot of the most successful people believe the same. You look at Bill Gates, he has billions of dollars. He's able to give out billions of dollars to help people. I think it was Andrew Carnegie who once said that he wants to spend the first part of his life accumulating wealth and the second part giving it all away. And there is something to that, taking care of yourself first in order to better take care of others. It's not one or the other. You need both, sort of like a yin and the yang. Both are necessary. Thank you so much for that. And I think that's excellent advice. And it's great that you were able to get this kind of you get these kind of results for people, and you get this kind of return. And you obviously have the proof to back it up. This is you were talking before about so many people rely on hype, but you've been doing this a long time, and you've helped so many people. You gave us that excellent story of what you did with that $3,000 or whatnot. I'm curious, can you tell us any more moving or entertaining stories of how you've helped others?
Yeah, I mean, like, so number one, so when somebody comes to me, right, Luke, is
Right.
that number one, what I find is that, I think that people are in search for, helping other people, but the question is how,
Right.
right? So the most important thing that they have to discover is who they are. Because until you don't know who you are, you can't really help anybody else
Right.
in many ways. Just, I mean,
Right.
not completely not help somebody else, but like at least most efficiently, right, to help
Right.
somebody else, you
Right.
should know who you are. Once you discover that piece, then you can go into and understand how you are really flowing.
Right.
Once you are in your flow, you can help other people find their flow. And
Right.
so at the end, so what I found is that, like, I'll give you an example. Like, I took a business owner a while back, right? I mean, we're
Right.
talking a few years ago,
Okay.
and I was talking to them. I wanted to help them out. They were like, oh, they were not so sure. And sometimes people get in their own way, right? Like, they
Right.
are stuck in their own ways of doing things. So I believe that, first and foremost, that somebody has to be willing to be helped in order for them to be helped. So energetically, right? Like, first and foremost, they were stuck, right?
Right.
But as soon as they took certain actions, that I asked them to do, right? As soon as they took certain actions, they started moving forward. So I think the very first thing is, if anybody who's looking to just feel like, oh, they're just stuck in a place,
Right.
go someplace and ask yourself, who am I? And then from that point forward, to best of your ability, go take the first step towards whatever dream that you're trying to accomplish. It's going to be irrelevant which one, which dream you're trying to accomplish. But whatever dream, it's your dream, right? It's not my dream. It's not your dream, Luke. It's their dream, right? So if they are willing to stop themselves, take a pause, understand who they are, and then take the next step, it'll be in the step in the right direction.
Wow, that's amazing. So, and that's critical. It seems so simple. It obviously you have a simple step-by-step plan for business owners, and one of the first steps is they have to know who they are. And that's so important, so critical to that folks know who they are, even if you're not an entrepreneur, to at least know who you are and what you want to do with your life and whatnot. And so when you say for an individual to know who they are, what does that mean exactly? To know what they want to do with their life, their why or their life purpose, or
Yeah, so like what I mean by that is, they have to know, it's not their purpose, is they have to know who they are. It's not their values, it's not their purpose. So I go into like a whole training with this, with understanding who you are, but like deep emotional states where you have to dig through and really figure out who you are. Because that helps you identify, so many things in which direction you should go in, which direction should not go in, and those kind of things.
Okay, wonderful. And you know, it's interesting, so many philosophers talk about this. It's just so important to know who you are. You see this in so many I think traditions and philosophies, so many major luminaries who've studied the human nature, who've written about it throughout the years, have talked about the importance of self-knowledge. So I think that's so important. And so it's interesting. Now, before we talked about the importance of people communicating with each other and whatnot, you came to this country not knowing anyone, not knowing the language, and only having, I think, a few dollars, $20. You clearly had to go out and meet people and build relationships from scratch. And I'm curious, what advice would you give to people when it comes to networking and perhaps getting referrals? Now, we know for business owners, they want to get to the state where they mostly, if not solely, rely on referrals and whatnot. And it's a process. Obviously, in the beginning, it's tough. What networking advice do you give to folks?
So if they're gonna network, be sure to follow up. I mean, I think that most people network and they don't follow up, and that's the number one problem. And when you do the follow up, make sure you have a game plan as to how are you gonna turn that potential prospect into a number one, a friend, and number two, a potential customer, or somebody who's gonna be able to refer you customers, right? One of the two.
Wow, that's amazing advice. And you know, it's interesting. And this isn't just for entrepreneurs, this is for job hunters. Particularly now, people who are unemployed, they say networking is the key way to find a job. And even if you have a job, you know, you can network to find a better job, and realizing that no job is secure, so you still need to know what's going on and always be on the search. So I think that's great advice. You're talking about, you know, the importance of follow-up, because I go to networking events, but prior to the pandemic, and no one would ever follow up with me. I was the one doing follow-up. So I think a lot of people are not networking at their fullest potential, and it's interesting. You talked about how you want to make the person your friend, which I believe is so critical. And because there's a saying, I think it was said by Ivan Misner, the founder of BNI, you never have to sell a friend. You know, a friend just wants to help you out, and so the more friends you have, the better off you are in terms of getting customers, getting referrals, and whatnot. And so it's interesting. When you have a wide network, it really helps. The most successful people have the widest and deepest networks. And that's why Kylie Jenner was able to become the youngest self-made billionaire. She had so many friends and followers on Instagram. They all went ahead and bought her makeup line. In a couple hours, she sold out. So it's so important that people need to build wide networks. So thank you so much for that advice. To follow up, so critical to build that relationship. And now you were able to attain your success by you came to this country from India, and I find this very impressive. Obviously, you're a person of color, and you're Indian American, right? And or Asian American, rather. And so this society has, American society has a lot of social ills, of course. Mm-hmm. Racism, sexism, and homophobia. Now, you as a person of color coming to this country with not knowing the language, not having a lot of money, you were able to have success. I'm curious, did you ever have to experience racism or discrimination? And if you did, how did you overcome it?
So I'll give you, so the answer is absolutely yes. So there were many things, right? So from a discrimination perspective, from racism perspective, you know, that happens, and it's really sad because, you know, like first time that happened to me, I was like really sad. And I was working at a gas station, and I had worked at this gas station for some time.
Right.
Somebody came to me for a couple of years. I had worked, you know, first couple of years of my life, you know.
Right.
After being here, I was working. So my first boss was very nice. He, you know, he was amazing. He owned the gas station.
Right.
Then he was getting ready to sell it. So in the transition time, this other guy was going to come over, but, you know, he was working that day. And then but I got robbed, you know, in the broad daylight, you know, by a Caucasian person. And then what happened was, I was shook up, you know, because I was a young kid at the time.
Right.
And I was giving it, like, you know, so I told my boss I needed to go home because I was just so shook up. Mm. And he literally, like, you know, he was like, I'm going to give you this $20 and, you know, you need to keep working.
Okay.
You know, and wow. I'm like, oh, wow. I'm like, that can't be real, right? So, but anyway, so that ended that, you know, a conversation.
Wow.
Because I wasn't going to take that, you know.
Okay.
And the other times, you know, I've had many other incidences like that. And one time, like, you know, but over time you get smart, right? Like, because you just can't take it anymore. Mm-hmm. And you just gotta, like, you gotta, you know, somehow come up with solution.
Right.
So
right.
When I became a financial advisor, I was on my own after I came here, I started in the financial services industry. I struggled a lot. I wasn't bad. I was pathetic. I had to blackmail my dad through my mom to get my first sale. And then eventually I built a successful, I was managing over $300 million
as an advisor.
Right?
Wow.
And then I started my own company. And as I had started my own company, I was doing a lot of seminars. You know, I was doing a lot of boomers and retiree seminars. So I would put on these seminars. And there's this particular area nearby my place where I put it on at a restaurant. Now, you know, they were invited. I had spent a lot of money on it.
Right.
I spent almost $10,000-$15,000 on that thing, on the marketing campaign. And you know, there was this guy, and by this point, I had a pretty good advisory practice going, and I had hired a sub advisor, right? And I knew that when I went into this area, that I might face something like this, you know.
Okay.
So basically, like, there was this guy who was, you know, he was like, well, you know, I see that you own the company, but I wanted to work with XYZ person. He was part of my team. And I'm like, okay, I mean, I don't really care. At the end of the day, money is green. It has no racism
attached
to it whatsoever. So fine with me. You know, I was going to make same money either way. So at some point, you know, you got to get to a point and you got to outsmart the system because, I mean, it's ridiculous, you know, honestly.
Right. And,
It has no merit to it, honestly.
Right.
Like,
right.
When people become racist, you know, or, you know, in any way, shape or form, mm-hmm. what they are really saying is that they don't value themselves enough so that because they don't value themselves enough, they are willing to put other people down.
Okay.
So it's really a low ball kind of a punch, essentially.
I see.
You know, but they are so low, like, it's, you know, it's not even funny. But anyway.
Oh, wow. Wow. Thank you so much for that incredible answer. And, you know, I find your life story very inspiring. Several aspects of it, really. You know, it's interesting. You were a financial advisor, and financial advisors in general impress me because you guys have to work 100% commission. It's not a paycheck. It's you have to build it from scratch. And so you have to go out there, network and whatnot. And you coming into this country, not knowing the language, $20, you're doing a job of being a financial advisor, 100% commission. You don't know how to sell in the beginning. And you said before you had failed the insurance exam. I had mentioned earlier, you failed it multiple times. But So the whole story to me just sort of, it doesn't make sense, but I believe it, of course, but it's so impressive. It's almost like a movie, really. And you could actually write a book about your life. I would go ahead and buy it. Immigrant stories appeal to me a lot because my parents actually came to this country from Haiti. And yeah, I was born and raised in New York City. I still live in New York City. And so yeah, that's why I have a special place in my heart for immigrants who come to this country for a better opportunity. I'm very happy my parents came here and they had me as a child here. And I'd rather be here than in Haiti. I love Haiti, but I'd rather there's more opportunity here, of course. And so, but it's curious because you made a lot out of your life because you made decisions. They say life is 10% what happens to you, 90% how you respond. You're living proof of that. You could have given up when you failed your insurance exam the second time, the third time, the fourth time. You could have given up when you realized you couldn't sell. You said you were pathetic, but you did something about it. You went out and you learned. You went out and bought material to learn how to sell. And now you teach people how to sell and how to do business and be an entrepreneur. The story is just amazing. I know I can go on and on and on about it, but I just think it's incredible. Now, I guess my next question to you would be, what advice would you give to people who want to be successful like you are in any type of field? It could be entrepreneurism or selling financial services, but particularly for people of color, minorities, people who are African American, Hispanic, Asian American, immigrant, or maybe women or homosexual. What key advice would you give to folks? I know you said before about outsmarting the system.
I
anything
think the
else?
most important thing is you have to be true to who you are,
Right.
and make sure that your cup is full,
Right.
right? I think those are the two most important things that somebody can do, because when your cup is full and you know who you are,
Right.
you really now are in position to pour into other people's lives.
Right, right.
It is very difficult to, it's like saying, let's say you have a situation, right? And you go to a person who has no money, like they're
Right.
literally in negative, right?
Right.
How likely are they able to help you, right?
Very little.
You wouldn't go there to begin with, right?
Yeah.
But if you did go there, they're not going to be able to help you, even if
Right.
they want to. So,
Yeah.
no offense to anybody that's in the hardship situation. I feel bad, in many ways. But at the same token, I think that, anybody, if you put your mind to it,
Right.
and get aligned, understand who you are, and
Right.
slowly but surely you can fill your cup. It's not going to be an overnight process. It's not going to be overnight success. It wasn't for us, and it's not going to be for you. It's going to take some time. It's going to take some discipline. It's going to take hard work. It's going to take dedication. All of those things are going to be so important part of the rest of the journey.
Wow, that's
But
amazing.
yeah, but enjoy the journey.
Definitely. You have to enjoy the journey as much as the destination, of course. And so you talked about the importance of knowing who you are. And it goes back to what you said earlier, that the first step is know who you are. And I think that's a key step. And so that's so important. And you talked about obviously hard work, the value of hard work and perseverance. Now, my understanding is that when you first came to this country and you were going to school, I think had a few hours of sleep. You'd walk 3 miles to work. The story just sounds insane. And you'd go to, I think you went to school, you went to work, and you'd spend, and this took up the whole day and whatnot. And it's amazing. You made things happen. That's an incredible work ethic that I think is rare among people. Common among immigrants, I think, among successful immigrants, I might add. So yeah, I think it's incredible. So I think more and more people need to know about your story and be inspired by it. And so yes, yeah, so now I'm curious. What advice would you give to entrepreneurs and business owners who are looking for someone to help them? Now, they can go to you, which I think is a great decision. but let's say if you're not available and maybe you're on vacation or whatnot, how should they go about looking for the right person to help them in their situation?
So I think that it's not about the right person. I think that a lot of stuff people are looking for is already online. Right. But I think the organizational wise that a lot of entrepreneurs suffer. So dysfunctional thought processes really causes an issue. So if they just write down everything they want to learn, put it in the right order and literally Google it, they'll be able to find their answers, honestly. Right. It's that simple, but most people don't do that. So, there are a lot of resources, like they can go to government resources like SBDC and a few other places, like look at SBA or SBDC, they can help them, but they don't have practical knowledge, it's more theoretical knowledge about business. So that makes it a little difficult.
I see what you mean. And, it's interesting how so much information is available, freely available. But so many people are not taking advantage of it or exploiting it. It's so weird. There's so much opportunity, but people are somewhat blind to it. And, you see lots of immigrants come to this country and they already open up businesses and set up shops and stuff like that. They put a lot of native, people in the native population to shame with their entrepreneurialism and success. And because they understand when they come to this country, there's a land of opportunity and they take advantage of the opportunity. But people who are from this country, sometimes they don't see the opportunity. They're sort of blind to it. And maybe I'm not really sure why that is. But obviously, like you're saying, the information's there. The opportunities are there. They just have to utilize it. It's all around them, really. And I truly believe that. It's even with technology, I think opportunities become even more plentiful. I actually started this podcast in January, but mm-hmm. through the podcast, I've been able to interview very successful people like the founder of Hydroflask, and of course, someone like of your stature. And, this is, it's bare bones. I was able to start a podcast for free. It didn't cost me any money. And it's helped me to expand my reach and to build a wide network. And it cost me $0. Again, following your advice, you don't want to run into the red, and you want to start off on a strong foundation. So that's why I think that's strong advice. Thank you so much for all the wisdom that you shared with us. I'm curious, what other important life lessons would you like to share with us that you may have not mentioned before?
I think that from life lessons, find yourself a mentor. That's worthwhile following. Mm-hmm. If you find who you are and you can find somebody just like you, it'll be easier for you. So I think it's important. Try to be the role model. That the best role model you can be for yourself, right? Before you bring it to somebody else. So I think that's an important piece is, are you a role model to you? Would you follow you? And if the answer is no, then something's got to change.
Right.
So I think that those are the two best things I can say. If you can do that, then you'll actually have a lot of growth, actually.
Wonderful. Thank you so much for that. So it's so important to find a mentor and to sort of be a mentor or role model yourself, so to speak. Be the kind of person that you would want to emulate and copy. And if you're not, do that. Try to be that. Mm-hmm. I think that's so key and so critical. I'm of the belief that everyone needs a coach. Everyone needs a mentor. Because coaches sort of keep you accountable. A human being can hold you accountable. A book can't do that. A website, blog, social media mm-hmm. posts can't hold you accountable. Yep. To make sure you reach your goals. And something about having a living, breathing human being person by your side guiding you. They don't necessarily mm-hmm. have to tell you what to do, but they're guiding you. And definitely a mentor is someone who's at the level that the student attains to be or wants to be at. So critical. I think Tony Robbins says success leaves clues. So you want to hang around successful people. So I think that's great advice. Definitely you have to surround yourself with the right people. I think Jim Rohn talks about this as well. Now I'm curious, You're someone who's spent a lot of money on personal development, learning how to sell. I'm sure learning how to do other things. What book recommendations would you give to folks, or any guru recommendations that you like on personal development or anything else?
Well, they should buy Financial Chakras book that's gonna come out soon.
Yes. And their book on selling, I think, is also.
Yeah, my book on selling is sell like crazy, so they can also purchase that if they like. But more importantly, I think for life lessons, look, at the end of the day, look at what you're trying to do, right? Are you looking to grow financially? Are you looking to grow, personally and things of the nature? And then decide on the right book, okay? All joking aside, make sure that you are choosing the book that's good for you, because there's lots of information out there. There's lots of knowledge out there. People recommend some books all the time, but honestly speaking, it's better to find a book that really appeals to you, honestly.
Wonderful. Thank you so much for
Thank
that.
you.
And are you ever gonna write a book about your life? Maybe an autobiography
Maybe one day is a good thought. Thank you.
because I think you have an inspiring story, and obviously I would go out and buy it. I'd be the first one online to read it, so you have at least one customer.
Thank you.
And I'm curious now. I tell this to everyone, and I'm going to tell this to you. Would you ever start or create your own podcast? I think you'd do great.
I have considered it. Right now, time is an issue, so I'm not sure.
Okay. All right. Well, I totally understand that. But I think if you were to do a podcast, I definitely would listen to it. So you'd have
Thank you.
one listener. So I think it would be amazing, because
Thank
I
you.
think you have a lot of information, wisdom to share. I
Sure.
think it would do great, and whatnot. So and definitely, obviously you'll keep me posted on that, if that ever comes out. So
Sure.
I wanted to go ahead and thank you for being
Thank
a
you.
guest on the show. This conversation has been very enlightening and very educational, and I'm hoping that I can, have you as a friend going forward, of
Of
course.
course, absolutely, Luke. Thank you.
Yes. So thank you. I'd love to have you come back on anytime in the future if anything, if you want to talk about anything else and whatnot. And if you can just go ahead and describe all the ways that people can get in touch with you if they want, or they know someone wants to utilize your services, or if they want to put someone like you, a successful center of influence, in their network.
Sure. So they can get in touch with me via, either I have two websites. One is my personal website, which is ashshukla.com. So ashshukla.com, ashukla.com. So it's ashshukla.com. That's my personal website. And my business website is Financial Chakras, Chakras. So financialchakras.com. You can get in touch with me through that as well. I would be happy to, talk to anyone and help anyone that is, looking to help, looking for help. And they can always get in touch with me on all social media platforms, specifically on LinkedIn. If they want to get in touch with me, just find me under Ash Shukla and just message me, and I'm happy to talk to you.
Wonderful. Thank you so much for sharing that. And by the way, that information will be provided in the episode description box so people can see it and read it there. Okay. So thank you again. I would love to again thank you for being a guest on the show. And I want to thank the audience for viewing this interview and or listening in on the interview. I'm going to see you guys in the next episode. And by the way, I was going to go ahead and give you the last word of the final send off. Is there anything else you wanted to mention?
No, that's it. So I just want to tell everybody who was here, I just want to say thank you so much for listening. I really appreciate you guys being here. And if you need anything, I'm here to serve. Thank you.
Got it. Thank you very much, Ash. And I'm going to see you guys in the next episode. Take care,
Thank you.
everyone, and everyone have a great day. Bye bye.
Thank you, Luke. Bye-bye.
You got it. Hey guys, before you go, just real quick, if you can just do me a favor, if you can head over to the Apple Podcast app, and if you're not there already, and if you can leave me a 5-star review, that'd be great.
If you love the show, if you can just go ahead and do that, and that will help to spread the word about the show, and other people can enjoy the show as much as you do. And so if you can do that, that would mean the world to me. And also, if you want to email me with any feedback or any praise or support, please feel free to go ahead and do that. And you can also email me to request to be put on our email list. We can send you out emails when new episodes come out. So thank you very much for being a fan of the show. Thank you for listening to the show and supporting the show. So if you can do that, go out and give us a 5-star review on the Apple Podcast app. That would be great. And if you can email us so we can put you on the email list and email us with feedback and praise, that'd be amazing. Thank you so much, and I'll see you guys in the next episode. Take care. Bye-bye.